Hello, beautiful soul. I'm Sarah Michaels and welcome to the Elatergy podcast, where we dive deep into the world of self-discovery, growth, and healing to find out who you truly are. I really want to speak in today about my explant, something I haven't really spoken too much about on my Instagram, but I really want to speak into it today because it really was a little bit of a shock for me after I did it. So I knew that obviously removing my implants and my body image and stuff would bring up a lot of stuff, but I thought that I kind of dealt with it before I went in. But of course, I hadn't had the explant surgery yet, so it couldn't have, right? But I didn't really think too much about it. I came out of the hospital and had a really beautiful week of incredible recovery, which was great. I can't say I had all these symptoms that came out straight away because you're under anesthetic and the anesthetic takes a long time to wear off. But one thing I do know is that I was able to take a really deep full breath all the way through my back, which I haven't been able to do because I've had something pulling for many, many years. And it was only recently that I made the connection that it was my implant because it was the back of my rib cage. And a lot of professionals would be like, oh, I don't know. It could be, but I don't know. It could be. But I'm like, how many times can I get this worked on and it still be so tight and feel like I can't take a full deep breath in? And that was something I noticed straight away when I was off the recovery table. I was like, oh my goodness, wow. And just being able to do that enough, that's enough for me. But I'm only like 2 weeks post-surgery. I'm sure I'm going to find so many more things. But what I really wanted to speak into was the emotions that come after having explanting, because for me, generally when I'd go into surgery, it would be for enhancement as opposed to the opposite. So, you know, getting something done and, you know, not doing it because of cosmetic reasons and aesthetic reasons, but for health reasons and a conscious decision was really, really difficult. So 7 days in, I thought I liked my boobs, but they were still swollen. And then when I went to see the doctor and he told me that they will be going down a bit more, I saw myself like my chest getting tight and I just saw myself trying to hold back my tears, especially when he gave me this crappy little crop up bra that usually I'd be plunging out of and I couldn't even like see my boobs in it. I was like, wow. And like, look, they were perky. They're perky and they're smaller and look, they look beautiful. But when you've gone from something so big and it's a massive, massive, massive change. And it doesn't matter how much you prepare yourself mentally and emotionally and you do the work, nothing can prepare you for it until you're there and you see it in that moment. And for me, it was when I saw it. After 7 days, it was like, oh my goodness, my boobs aren't coming back. And I really got really scared because I was like, shit, I don't know how long I'm going to feel like this. Like, it was so bad that I reached out to somebody, a really beautiful sister, and, you know, she said at the end of everything that, you know, you can always get them back in if you really wanted to. But that's not what I wanted. I wanted to be able to accept my body the way that it is. And I'm getting emotional because what it brought up for me was everything that I had already inside me before I had children. So I was already really insecure about my boobs prior to getting the implants in, and I totally forgot how insecure I actually was until I saw them again and all of those feelings and emotions came up and it was like, oh my God, like what if now I see a girl with cleavage and I get insecure again? Like what if and what if and what if? And it was like this massive, like fully massive moment for me where I just didn't know how long this was going to go for, you know, like is this just going to be like a 2-day thing? Is this going to end up being, you know, forever? I don't know. I don't know how long I'm going to end up like this. And my girlfriend picked me up and, you know, the first thing she said was, I knew that you were going to go through this. And I guess that's not what I wanted to hear because I didn't know I was going to go through that, you know, if I'm honest, especially after being 7 days going through it and then you're dealing with it. But I'm really, really happy that I sat in that mess for a good 2 whole days where I could not stop crying. And I reckon my husband was freaking out because I was like, I have to get a fat transfer. I have to do something. He's like, no, they look good, babe. They look really good. And it's like, it really didn't matter what he said, right? Because at the end of the day, it's how you feel. So what I did was I really, really had to sit and do the work all over again, like about, you know, that little girl and telling her that she's still beautiful with or without boobs. Like, that's not making, she's not going to lose her sex appeal, and she's not going to lose her beauty, and she's not going to lose her beautiful heart and any of those things because she's gone down a few sizes. Like, shit. I mean, how like deep does the conditioning go that big boobs make you into a woman? I felt like I wasn't feminine enough. That's how I felt. And I was like, I need to nip this in the butt because I've got a little girl and she's six. And I thought to myself, I would not speak to my daughter like that. Like, if she had this operation and she came at me and said, I don't feel feminine and I don't feel this and I don't feel that and I feel insecure, I knew exactly how I would speak to her in that moment. But when it came to speaking to me and speaking to my inner child, I was really struggling in that moment. I really, really was struggling. So I had to picture myself as I was talking to myself, as I was a mother talking to her daughter. And it was biggest game changer, biggest game changer. If you are ever in a situation where you need to talk to yourself like you are the parent and this is your child, and you are not going to shame her. Because, like, I started writing the letter to myself, and I was like, to my little child, and I was like, you know, your boobs are beautiful, you're going to do okay, you just need to lose weight. Like, I just kept on, you know, there was like all but, you know what I'm saying? Like, there were all these like little moments where I just still kept shaming her, and I thought, why am I doing that still? Like, this is insane. I'm still going there. Like, no. And that's why I had to pivot and go, nah, I'm writing this to my daughter. And everything changed. And I started actually crying because I thought, wow, I have more compassion for her than I do myself. So to anyone out there that is considering explanting, this is the one thing I didn't know about, because I tried not to go onto too many forums, was that sometimes it can take a week or two for it to actually kick in. It's not like you come out of surgery because you're still on a high. And for me, I had just done my first stand-up a week prior to that. So I was on a really big high, and then I'd come for an operation and then I'd seen my boobs. So, and I've gone down on a real low. But, you know, coming up from that, I realized that I'm here, I've got a purpose, I want to help and serve people. I also want to do my comedy as well. And whether I have fucking big boobs or not is not going to make a difference, is it really? It's crazy how much we've been conditioned to look at the physical. And I've decided that I want to change my body, and I want my body to now be more of that athletic body, not the body that I was trying to get back. A different body for me for now. And that's important, is that we don't try to always go back to what we had, because we change. As mums, we change. And now that I am smaller, you know, and I've also had a tummy tuck, so my stomach is quite flat. I never had, you know, flat stomach. Even when I was younger, I always had a little bit at the bottom that was still tight, but it was always this curve. So for me, it's like, you know what? Why don't I embrace this body that I've been given right now and work on what I've got and work with what I've got, as opposed to trying to get back what I had? Because if we just focus on the now and not try to live in the past, and for a long time, I've kept a lot of my clothes because I wanted to go back to the body that I had. And it's like, no, even if you did, like, even if I did lose weight, as if I'd wear those clothes. But I've got so many clothes that I've vacuum sealed so that, you know, in bags, so that I could wear when I lose the weight. And those clothes are probably not even clothes that I would wear, because they're not even clothes that are my style now or in fashion or whatever. And I know that's a big thing for a lot of people, is like letting go of that old version of you. And I reckon I didn't realize that I was still holding on to her, you know, until I actually let go of those implants. So I feel a lot lighter. I do feel I just don't feel as heavy, not just in my body, but on a conscious level. I feel, knowing that I've removed them, that's also removed, yeah, a lot of stuff that I was still holding on to. So yeah, reach out if you want to know a little bit more, but I think that you're going to feel so much better if you do it. I did, but just, yeah, make sure you speak to your doctor and you get all the advice that you can. Seek a few different opinions and let me know how you go.
Thanks for listening. If you found value in this content, please subscribe to my podcast and head over to Instagram @elated_you to see what I'm getting up to. Bye.